Here's a look at your KLEM news for this Saturday. State Representative Dr. Tom Jennery of Lamar's and State Senator Jim Carlin of Sioux City will hold two separate town hall meetings this morning. The two Republican lawmakers will begin their day with a town hall at Joe's Cafe in Akron starting at 9 a.m. Following their Akron visit, the two legislators will appear at Floyd Valley Healthcare here in Lamar's inside the conference room at 11 a.m. Both meetings are open to the public. Jennery and Carlin will discuss current legislation issues. Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price says an independent review will determine what went wrong in the state caucus process that led to the days-long delay in reporting the results, inconsistencies in the numbers, and no clear winner. Price said Friday that the independent forensic investigation will determine what went wrong. Almost nothing went right on Monday, first when an app used to report the results failed, and then when a massive backlog of phone reports and inquiries followed. Pete Buttigieg narrowly leads Bernie Sanders in Iowa's released results, but the Associated Press has been unable to declare a winner based on the available information. And will the Iowa caucuses ever wrap up? Now the chairman of the National Democratic Committee is calling for a re-canvass of the results. Party leader Tom Perez tweeted Thursday that enough is enough after 3 days of technical issues and delays. Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders, as we said, are nearly tied for the lead after those delays. Both candidates have declared themselves victorious in Monday's contest. The Iowa Democratic Party suggested that it may not comply with Perez's request, issuing a statement that said it would conduct a re-canvass if only one was requested by one of the candidates. Iowa Democrats are recovering from a number of disappointments after Monday's Iowa caucuses, though one has received less attention than the others. About 176,000 Iowans attended their precinct caucuses. That's fewer than expected, and 62,000 less than the party's high watermark of 2008. The parade of candidates and marquee events that drew thousands of activists and a Democratic base seething to unseat President Donald Trump had given some party insiders the impression that turnout would match or even top that of 2008. About 550 Iowa National Guard soldiers will be sent this spring to the Mideast. The Guard announced Thursday that members of its 1st Battalion would be deployed in late May to provide area security and force protection as part of the military efforts that encompass 27 countries. Those countries include Afghanistan, Iraq, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia. Soldiers will be mobilized from armories in Charles City, Davenport, Dubuque, Iowa City, Iowa Falls, Owine, and Waterloo. The soldiers will complete final training at Fort Bliss in Texas before being sent on the overseas mission. The deployment is scheduled to last about a year. The man accused of killing an Algona woman outside a bank in the Kossuth County town of Laverne late last year changed his plea from not guilty to guilty during a hearing that was held on Friday. 35-year-old Valentino Williams of Coralville, Iowa, changed his plea during a hearing in Kossuth County District Court. Williams admitted in court to killing 43-year-old Jessica Weishar just outside the bank in Laverne on the morning of December 4th of 2019. Williams was arrested following a traffic stop along Interstate 35 in rural Franklin County a little more than an hour after that shooting. Law enforcement were able to track down Williams' vehicle after he was recorded driving more than 80 miles an hour by a DOT enforcement officer south of Belmont. As a part of the plea deal, prosecutors dropped the first-degree robbery charges against Williams. Judge Nancy L. Wittenberg accepted the plea and handed out the mandatory sentence of life without parole. A Des Moines man has pleaded guilty to killing a homeless man last year with a stolen car. The Des Moines Register reports that 22-year-old Donatarius Baumar pleaded guilty Friday to second-degree murder and first-degree robbery in the January 2019 death of 69-year-old Charles Childs. Police say that Baumar was driving the stolen car when he hit Childs and kept going. Childs was found dead 2 days later inside a tent at a homeless camp. As part of his plea deal, Bomar could face up to 75 years in prison. His sentencing is scheduled for April 1st. Iowa egg and poultry producers are on high alert as China reports an H5N1 bird flu outbreak that has occurred near the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak. Iowa Poultry Association CEO and Executive Director Kevin Stiles says that avian influenza is always top of mind for Iowa producers.
I don't think, though, that necessarily transmitting into the United States via human contact is the first concern. We're mostly concerned just with migratory patterns that we see and what implications that might hold for us looking ahead.
Stiles says that Iowa's poultry producers are better prepared now than they were 5 years ago, as biosecurity has much improved.
We continue to work with our producers, with the larger egg and poultry community, to practice diligence in their biosecurity practices, make sure that they are always on high alert when it comes to any sort of disease threat, but in particular avian influenza.
Since the latest Chinese bird flu outbreak was the H5N1 strain, Stiles says it's more concerning than if it were another type.
Well, that certainly raises it a little bit higher on our attention, certainly, but we also know there are strains and outbreaks of any avian influenza in various countries in Europe at the present time, so that also puts us on high alert.
An outbreak of the similar H5N2 strain of avian flu in 2015 caused more than $1 billion damage to the Iowa poultry producers, as millions of chickens and turkeys had to be destroyed. That is a look at your news this Saturday here on KLEM.